All right, guys, it's been an eventful year in sum on OTT. Promises to be another bright, sparkling year. And if you follow me regularly, you know that I love talking to the brains behind the content. No disrespect to all our actor friends and their glamour quotient. Tanya Bami joins me. She's CD head Netflix India. And it's almost become like a once-a-year ritual since she took over as CD's head. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rishi. Always lovely to see you. And I love the ritual.
Yeah, and we're actually out of studio. We're in their lovely office in BKC, perched atop some wonderful bar stools, and I'm enjoying the coffee here, which is an ideal precursor to what we're going to be talking about over the course of the next 20 minutes to half an hour. So it's been quite a year, no? 23, 24. And how do you look back and reflect on it?
It's been quite a year or few, I would say.
I mean, they say nothing is a coincidence and nothing happens overnight.
Well put. Couldn't have said it better myself. No, thankfully, really, God's been kind, or should I actually say that our members and our audience has been super kind to enjoy everything we've been doing since, I think, late in 21 onwards. It's been a steady sort of build up to a wonderful 2023, and really delighted with the way 2024 started with a whole lot of laughs for everyone, and they've been doing the country's been laughing along with us and celebrating lots of wonderful little wins together. So yes, it's been a great start.
Yeah, I feel you don't get enough credit for the comedy that you do. And it's time that we set the record straight. And the best way to set the record straight is by having two shows who are such huge winners on worldwide charts, if I'm not mistaken. I'm talking about the Great Indian Kapil Show and Mamla Legal Hai. Both, I imagine, Tanya's very, very, very proud of.
Yes, exactly.
Might I add, the first episode of Kapil, watched it end to end. I love the set.
Thank you.
Whose work is that?
That's Varsha's work.
Wonderful. Varsha, yeah. Great job. I love the whole theme about the cafe and the airport and things like that, and the scale and the depth of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past you've always wanted more depth.
Yeah.
And it's so colorful, it's like a carnival. Yeah. And I thought the Kapoors, which is Mrs. Kapoor and Riddhima and Ranveer, did such a great job. And it's just wonderful to see Sunil Grover back in the mix.
Yes, I know. I mean, thank you. The set was actually very intentional, and I'll say it's the team's idea, together with Kapil's team, to actually look at, you know, what are the favorite spotting grounds for celebrities. So we thought, you know, what better than an airport lounge? You're bound to run into somebody, and it's true. I mean, a lot of people are dressed in the airport looks, and everybody wants, you know, there are paps. So the airport is quite a ripe ground. I also feel it offers for so many interesting characters, which you will see unravel across the series as episode on episode. So of course there's Mona, the air hostess, who will make a coming in, you know, Krishna Abhishek playing that. Mona will make an appearance in episode 2. There's a very special character. Should I tease the character? Sunil's character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. There's a very special character that Sunil is playing. He calls himself a bird engineer. But I'll let everybody discover that in the episode. I'm not going to say what that is. So he plays Chumbak Mittal, the bird engineer. And then there are many takeoffs on that. There is Kiku Sharda, the chef, of course. And Rajiv Thakur, he plays the butler. And Kapil, who's the owner or the proprietor and the genial host of Caps Cafe. So that's the set. And I think, we were all so happy with the heartwarming conversations that the Kapoor family had. That was one of the things we were very intentional about. You know, that it should feel like a closer look at, you know, these wonderful celebrities who we all idolize. How do we get to know them a little better? Not just about their work, but maybe about the lighter side, the human side. And I think they've all opened up their hearts and talked about everything from, you know, what cooks in their kitchens to really what they can't keep in their stomach. So it was a really interesting.
Yeah, that's another thing that I commented upon the moment I saw the show, is that it didn't seem to me like somebody's coming here for a promotion.
Yes.
The problem with the media circus is that when a release happens, you know how it works. Everybody goes to every channel, every great content creator. And you knew that with Kapil, the one thing that will work is non-promotion, where he just doesn't have something specific to talk about in terms of a film promotion.
Only.
Mm. But is able to really tap into these other little bits that you've talked about.
But I think, can I say something on that? You know, I think it's such a good show It ran for so long, so successfully on television. And television has that requirement of really needing to hit that slot. So a lot happens because you sort of have to deliver to that slot. I think what we wanted to do is take this really beautiful format that this team owns, this set of, they're creative mavericks, all of them, right? They own this. They really know the various nuances and the length and breadth they can scale with it. But we wanted to sort of give it a slightly more curated feel. So there will be film promotions, but not every episode is a film promotion. Right. It's a very curated guest list so that we are able to actually bring forth lots of new things. So I think the Kapoor family coming together was a first. We have Rohit and Shreyas coming for the first time. Rohit
that
Sharma.
It's going to be killer. Oh my God. I saw the promo and I'm going, this is unbelievable. And what a guy to start with. Rohit with his Mumbaiya wit. Shreyas got a bit of old school flair. They're amazing.
They're great. I mean, it's a great guru shishya. You know, banter and fun, each ribbing the other. Lots of, you know, lovely moments. Rohit's wife's in the audience who's, you know, watching, and she's very grudgingly participating, but she can't help but sort of laugh at that camera. It's a great fun episode. And we have Amir coming for the first time ever on Kapil's show. We have lots of surprises unraveling.
Lovely. So we will tell you about that by and by. With Mamla Legal, I think it's really redefined the territory of anything to do with the law as far as conventional popular entertainment is concerned. I mean, for the longest time, it was just so boring to see these courtroom dramas in which guys would bang down their gavels and say, "Milord," and this and that.
Objection.
And I don't think they even say "Milord" anymore in the courts. You know, I think they say "Your Honor" or something. But to be able to keep a nice, breezy comedy going with lawyers as, you know, the spine of it. And you want to make an announcement. And I've been told you will.
Yes, I will.
Season one is such a huge hit that...
It's such an adorable show. We, immediately sort of jumped on the sort of very broad picture that Saurabh and Sameer from Poshampa painted about this. And we've been very intentional about comedy, Rishikesh. I think the OTT medium became sort of synonymous with dark content. But we were very clear from the get-go that it is about a different mood every night. And while we ourselves have enough crime thrillers that our members enjoy all the time, we do have, you know, we know that Mismatched works as a romance, and we know that Mamla Legal Hai will work as comedy. So we were intentional about sort of bringing forward a sitcom on the OTT, you know, within the OTT play. So we actually did a workshop with creators from UCLA to really sort of hone the writing abilities of our creators within the community here.
Wow.
To be able to identify a few sitcoms that we can develop. And Mamla Legal Hai is, I think, has benefited from that exercise. It is Saurabh's vision entirely. But I think just being mindful that, you know, comedies tend to drift into dramedies by the time they are made. So I think Saurabh, Sameer and all of us are very rooted to the fact that, okay, this is a sitcom and we're going to keep it a sitcom. It's a workplace comedy, but what better place to sort of do this comedy than in a courthouse? I won't even say it's a courtroom comedy. It's a courthouse on all kinds of things happen. And
I think the time to segue into something grander shall happen, but only after you make that announcement.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Rishi. I didn't mean to deny you the announcement. Yes, so we are going ahead and recommissioning Mamla Legal Hai for a season 2.
Lovely.
And it's a show that we are really keen that comes back soonest to delight all the fans of all these wonderful, crazy characters. A special shout out also to our cast. I think they're phenomenal. You know, they've done, each of them, Mr. Ravi Kishan, Naila, Anand, everybody has done such a great job at their characters. And it's, you know, we hear lots of lovely feedback. We've actually just rolled out the asset today, and the internet is going a little more than crazy. So I'm excited about that.
Heera Mandi, The Diamond Bazaar.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, the only way to describe it is epic. Sanjay Leela Bhansali on OTT. First and foremost, how excited is he himself about bringing his magnum opus style to Netflix? About bringing this tale of courtesans, a world that he is deeply fascinated by, to streaming?
You know, when everything you make is a magnum opus, I think you will sort of surrender and, you know, give up at some point. But he just does not. He is working relentlessly as we are closing in on the launch within a month. I don't understand where he gets this amount of passion, this attention to detail, this level of excitement constantly. It's unparalleled and it's humbling. It's inspiring. It's everything at once. It's been an amazing learning experience to just see him throw himself so deeply into his conviction, to really like go listen to everybody's points of view. Contrary to a lot of popular opinion, I do feel like he listens so deeply, and he will do as he must do, as he thinks right. But he's busy, you know, in the studio even today. He's laboring over the trailer. He's finished all his deliveries. All the episodes are busy getting cooked in our downstream teams, you know, all the subtitling, dubbing is happening. He's laboring over that. He's truly the maestro. There's no other way to describe it. And it's a very special story for him. It has a long history. It's something that he's, I think, incubated. He feels very deeply about for the last 14 years, if I'm not wrong. It's something that he's known is super special, and the time will come to make it. That's, I think, the foresight that he has with it. Mohin Beg brought him the story about 14 years ago. And, you know, he wrapped up Gangubai and literally dived straight into this. And I can promise you that, you know, all of us knew the day he walked into the writer's room, the scripts entirely shaped up, and it shaped up beautifully, and we were on the floor within 2 months shooting this magnum opus, and it's all come together so quickly, so amazingly, that we just can't wait to share it with our members. And, you know, actually not just in India, across the world, we can palpably feel the excitement every time we drop something about Heera Mandi. The excitement is so high. All corners of the world are really eagerly awaiting this creation from India, and that's what makes it so special.
It was such a wonderful representation of what Indian cinema is, and the best of Indian cinema and series in this particular case. Manisha Koirala, Sonakshi Sinha, Aditi Rao Haidari, Richa Shadda, Sanjeeva Sheikh and Sharmin Sehgal, they act. And with Bhansali, you know, the music is going to be A-grade. With him, you know, the costumes are going to be fantastic. And the girls can't stop raving about him. All his and leading ladies love. Love set against the freedom struggle.
Yes, yeah. it's the most unlikely setting for, you know, you can imagine romance happening there. You can imagine sort of interpersonal dynamics, a revenge story. But how all of this comes together, the world of the courtesans, the world of the Nawabs, the world which, you know, the British were, this is set in 1942, so the Quit India movement was right, and all of it comes together in this one cathartic climax that he's really known for. It's a storyline that sort of stays with you, and the prospects of, you know, where it could go from there, equally exciting.
So I'm not going to take the cliched route of these are the new series and these are the ones that are going to come back. So we're going to mix and match bits. And I thought I should bring this up even when we were talking about Mamla Legal Hai, because to me, Purple Ganj is a character. Is a character in Mamla Legal Hai. Just like Kota Factory is, you know, Kota is a character in Kota Factory, and it's not only because it's named Kota Factory, but the phenomenal success of the series, and people just can't seem to get enough of it. And you would think that after 2 seasons, people want a break, but I'm sure your suggestion box has just been full of, when is it coming back? When are you bringing it back?
Yes, I think, you know, Kota Factory, if that's the one you're referring
to. Yeah, right? Kota Factory, which is
Season 3.
Season 3 is what you're going to drop. Mm.
So, you know, Kota Factory is, it's not just a show, it's something that people have grown up with. You know, that's, we're actually preparing, you know, the back end, and it should come soon now. But we were doing a little bit of thinking around this, and we spoke to fans of Kota Factory with, truly, like, that's a whole fandom in itself. Kota Factory is the phenomenon where people started watching it when they were getting into college, and now all of them are sort of in their first jobs, perhaps. So it's a whole life phase. And it's relevant to students, and it's equally relevant to parents. It's equally relevant to, you know, people from Kota who've experienced that whole IIT struggle. But it's equally relevant to every student who's sort of feeling academic pressure. And this season is actually super special, but I'm going to save this for when we talk later about Kota's factory, because there's something special brewing in Kota factory.
And it's made such a massive star out of Jitu, Jitendra Kumar. He's very unlikely hero, but an absolute phenomenon. German. Now everybody wants him after Kotafatti.
He's a really honest actor. Yeah, he is. He's a really, like, he makes you, like, there was a line last season saying, Jeetu bhaiya padhate nahi hai, feel karate hai. That's absolutely correct. That's what
Jeetu is. Such a TVF line.
Yeah. And such a Jeetu line.
Yeah. And Mismatched comes back. And I'm obviously personally invested in the show because the Khuranas are very close friends. And I know how much this means to Akash. Yeah. And you know how much Ghazal and him have worked on this particular script for season 3. And well, everybody wants to know what Dimple and Rishi are going to do, you know, and how Mismatched is going to turn out. And what a fantastic representation of youth culture. Yeah. It's just lovely.
This season's actually growing with a lot of passion. Will they be matched or will they be mismatched, Rishi? What's your guess?
I would want them to be matched forever.
Spoken like a true fan.
Yeah, spoken like a true fan, romantic, call it what you mean.
Yeah, and Akash and Ghazal are truly, like, you know, they're the pillars of this show. They've worked so hard. I feel like sometimes they live in that university. Like, so they know exactly what's going on. They own it that well. It's really commendable.
And fans of Neeraj Pandey will be very, very, very happy. Khaki is back. If you remember, the last season talked about the badlands of Bihar.
Mm.
And now you're going to be jumping to Bengal, the Bengal chapter. I was actually very impressed by Bhav Dhulia, who was Neeraj's associate director at the time. This was, the Bihar chapter was his first big series. And I thought he'd done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now time to move on. And the audience again has been clamoring for Khaki to come back.
And Khaki's coming back. We're super excited. We're shooting already for it. And the Bengal chapter, you know, is the next phase. It is, Khaki is the umbrella of the cop universe that we have. And we do have unique stories per season. This year, Neeraj is shifting focus to Bengal with due reason, as you'll discover with the title. But I think the best thing about it, and there are many cop stories within the landscape, the authenticity with which Neeraj actually depicts this franchise, you know, for him, even last time, being a Bihari himself and the cast being almost entirely Bihari, the nuance was so correct. The flavor was so accurate that I think it just won everybody over. So you're not just watching a cat and mouse chase between a cop and a, you know, goon, but you're actually really experiencing a way of life. You're experiencing a culture or a subculture. And I'm actually really excited to move to the rich culture and the underbelly of Bengal. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for real life stories, especially if they're done very, very well. And you know that with the director of the pedigree of Anubhav Sinha, if he takes up a real life incident, it's going to be something which is nothing short of exciting. Now, I don't know, all of us millennials would know, but if you're Gen Z, in 1999, an Indian Airlines flight, which is actually going from Kathmandu to New Delhi, was hijacked and taken to Kandahar. And this was Taliban governed Afghanistan. And that's where this real life saga played out. So now that I've filled Gen Z in, to recreate that is, it takes vision.
No, it's not just a story of hijacking. It's actually the longest hijacking in civil aviation
history.
Yeah, so it's 7 days long. It's 7 days leading up to the turn of the century, the millennium.
Yeah.
And it is seven of the most crucial days for a group of, I would say, 200 plus people who are not just captive within that aircraft. There is a pilot who's, you know, very selflessly flying an aircraft with the sole purpose of keeping people alive. There is, of course, the hijackers who have a mission and have complexity within that mission. Then there is that's the upstairs or what's happening in the air. And then there's the whole proceedings of the negotiations. Yeah. And how the government very ably sort of handled the proceedings and brought back all but one person, you know, who passed away. Everybody else came back unharmed. The crew, the passengers, the negotiators, the pilot, everybody. And that was the most trying 7 days of everybody's lives, as we can well imagine. So it's a very serious story, but it's high. It's really, like, tensed, not just because of the hijacking, but because of the stakes that play out in a situation like this, both within an aircraft as well as, you know, on ground within various bodies of the government, and how that all comes together to make a magnificent rescue.
Big ups, Dania, actually, to Netflix and, you know, the kind of content that you're creating, because to me, it's so important that we give due to our intelligence officers, to our police force. You know, one always looks at the US Marines and the Mossad and NYPD Blue, because they've been eulogized in international cinema. But our own information, espionage bureaus, cops have gone out on a limb, and that's what makes India such a success story. It's wonderful that, you know, people like yourself, even now in popular culture, guys like Rohit Shetty making films that eulogize cops, you know, IB officers.
But I think that's the joy of a platform like Netflix, right? I mean, we're able to take all these really precious heroic moments or ordinary moments from within the deep coffers of India's, you know, treasure trove of stories and really take it to the world. And we discuss this very seriously and are quite intentional about it. I think representing India at a global level, really where everyone has their ear, where every title we make is trending, you know, locally and globally, it's such an important job to really do, to put out our best stories, to put out our best talent, whether it is creative or on screen, or, you know, our best comic like Kapil Sharma. For him to have a global audience is a stage that he's so excited to have. It brings out the best creatively as well as an experience. So I do look at it as a win-win for everybody.
So I see 814, the Khandahar hijack has Khandahar hijack. As senior actors of the ilk of Pankaj Kapoor Saab, Nasiruddin Shah, Yashpal Sharma, Sushant, Manoj Pawar, and it also has young Turks like Vijay Verma and, you know, Patralekha, Amrita Puri. So it's a must watch when it's dropped.
It's a casting coup that Anubhav has pulled off. I don't know how he's done it, but it's such stellar performances. It's an experience.
So you have a new collaborator in YRF Entertainment, Yashraj Films Entertainment.
Not so new anymore.
And not so new anymore. But it intrigues me that they would choose to do Mandala Murders. I can understand.
I know.
Yeah, you know. What is this about? Why this? Are just questions that immediately come to my head.
I mean, it's a... I actually look at it as, you know, staple. This is staple digital content. We love our propulsive stories as audiences. You know, once you start a story, you want to just sort of be compelled to keep watching it. Yeah. We've seen that, you know, even with Khaki, for example, or we've seen that with Delhi Crime, you want to know what happened, a whodunit or a serial killing investigation. These are stories that our members, we know, enjoy, not just in India, across the world. Literally, this is a pattern. So while I totally understand where you're coming from, I like that they've chosen this as their second one. Actually, before that, there is
the documentary.
Romantic.
How beautiful was that?
Meant like as a, you know, after this late announcement with them.
I believe you have a film as well.
Yes, there's a film with Anupam Kher, Vijay 69. That's another fun one.
And a collaboration with XL Entertainment sees Dabba Cartel.
Yes.
I mean, it's fantastic. You had me at Dabba. Shabana Azmi, Jyotika, my God, what accomplished actresses. Shalini Pandey, Nimisha Sajjan, Anjali Anand, and of course, the wonderful Gajraj Rao, Sai Tamankar, Lilette Dubé, all of them together. A series of unusual circumstances. And these are five women from Thane.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yes, it's we thought it's a really fun approach to a drug cartel. From the eyes of, well, your very unsuspecting everyday women who are busy sort of, you know, running a little dabba service, and then things go awry, to put it a little mildly. So it's a really fun one. It's very intense as well, actually. But it has a lovely tone. Shibani has worked really, really intensively on this with Abbas and Kasim. It's something that we're really looking forward to. And Hitesh has actually directed it and presented it in a really, really fun way. You feel Thane, like to your earlier point. Thane is a character.
As far as the unscripted piece is concerned, I mean, fans and of Fabulous Lives versus Bollywood Lives, Wives, the legions continue. And Kapil again re-announced it, saying, yes, you know, Ridhima is going to be part of that.
Yeah.
Lots of people waiting to see what twists and turns are going to happen with Shalini and Kalyani and Ridhima.
Yes.
Is it more glamorous than ever before?
Oh my God.
And more bitchy than ever before.
On that one, I leave you to discover. But it's, you know, you take the Bollywood vibes and you take Delhi vibes, and then you add to that the Bombay and Delhi conflict. Please let your imagination run wild, because they are wilder. They are such an entertaining bunch. I literally have like stitches in my stomach when I'm in the room with them. They're hysterical, they're fun, they're dramatic, all of that with such flair and such like elan. It's lovely to watch. It's going to get, I think, funner, bigger, more glamorous, lots more fashionable this year. So yeah, can't wait for everyone to see it.
I'm a massive fan of the Netflix documentary series section. And every year I'm clocking up more and more hours and spending more and more time on that. The year that went by, I think Veerappan was just absolutely spectacular. There's just no comparison. And, you know, you don't need my validation. Consider you're an Oscar winner. So, you know, these are great, great documentaries. And I'm so happy that there are going to be worthy follow-ups. I mean, Yo-Yo Honey Singh's life is nothing short of a roller coaster. And I think the best person to do justice to it is Guneet and Sikhya.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that that particular collaborator chose to work on the Yo-Yo Honey Singh story.
Yeah, I think we land up partnering with Guneet on the most unique ones, Paglet and then Meenakshi Sundareshwar, you know, all of them being like really unique pieces that she's done for us. And now this is an op doc, no less, on Honey Singh. And that in itself, you know, was so intriguing for us to watch him as he makes his comeback. It's a momentous piece. Honey is Honey. He's every bit as fun. He's as invested in his documentary as he is in his comeback. It's something, you know, it's an hour and some minutes as a feature. Every minute worth it. If you're a Honey Singh, big fan.
You're a Honey Singh.
Yeah.
This warms the cockles of my heart because I'm a massive, massive cricket fan. This year's T20 World Cup is in the United States of America. And people would say, why not? Because look at how much cricket has taken off in the US thanks to its expat population. And the juicy proposition of an India versus Pakistan in New York City to a sold out stadium is something that we cricket fans can't get enough of. Of course, with India winning. But to kind of set the tone to that, the greatest rivalry, India versus Pakistan, I believe you have legends of the ilk of Shoaib Akhtar, Virinder Sehwag with a great sense of humor, Sunny Gavaskar, Saurav Ganguly, all of them talking about this unique rivalry.
So it's a really special one. I mean, we all know what that, feeling is. Even if it's in your living room with three other people who's your family, that the rush of emotion when you're watching an India-Pakistan match is unparalleled. And now, you know, we have a few episodes of it. I think the idea is something that we developed along with Grey Matter. We wanted them to actually talk about, I think, what is the greatest rivalry of all time. And it dates back to, you know, the freedom struggle, the partition of this country. And are there remnants of that emotion even now, which are getting played out on the cricket field? Is it, you know, we all know that lots of historical sort of landmark, milestone sort of moments have played out in parallel, strangely, with cricket. You know, whether it is the Samjhota Express or whether it's the post-Kargil test series, all of it, there's just so much to explore, both from the point of view of sports as well as history. So for us, it is the most unlikely combination of sports and history coming together and playing out as a documentary which feels like a cricket match. So it's something that we're really excited about. It's a new idea, we think, about something that's just age old.
Well, I cannot help but sign off with another proud favorite that's coming back, Ye Kali Kali Aankhein Season 2. You haven't announced the release date. I'm sure it's going to come by. But, you know, the fact that Siddharth Sengupta took this dark story, at times it went into a dark comedy space, but it's just extremely well-written show. I have to say that for Siddharth's writing and, of course, Varun Badola's dialogues. And again, some very fine performances, Thai Raj Bazin and gang. Was it always in the offing that you're going to do a Season 2? You get asked this a lot about how do you decide on a Season 2. For Kali Kali Aankhein, what is it that made you say, we've got to do this?
I think Kali Kali Aankhein was such a raging success. And this was really early days for us. This was, I think, right at the top of 2022. That I think there was never a doubt about, you know, do we want to do a Season 2? We announced the Season 2 very early into the play out of the first season. But yes, I think Siddharth is a stickler for what he puts on the page and how that translates on to screen. So we've taken our time to write it, but you can't take a fan favorite and not do justice to it. I mean, that's not on my watch. Not something that I'll be good with. So yes, we've cooked it. I think it's really important to raise the bar on Season 2. You've got to really like raise You've got to really up the ante. Yeah. You've got to up the stakes. You've got to take...
You don't want anybody saying, been there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah, though this is... Season one was better. I think that's just like such a disservice. So I think we're very conscious about raising the bar. You've got to feel familiarity, but you've got to feel the excitement and the thrill. And Ye Kali Kali Aankhe is a thriller. So it really complicates things because you want to love those guys. You want to love this world, but you've got to raise the stakes and feel the thrill all over again. So I think it's taken a... You know, a fair bit of time, but we're excited with what we've put together, and the shoot's about to end so soon. Can't
wait. So the future looks so bright that you have to wear shades, Tanya. Tanya Bami series here in Netflix. But seriously, guys, you should keep your eyes on Netflix's socials. It's Netflix_in on Instagram, and it's Netflix India on Twitter. Go check out the slate, the lineup, interact, and we'll keep an eye out on what we're doing because we're going to be covering most of it. Thank you, Tanya. This was so much fun.
I know, as always. Thank you. It's always great to talk to you.